Happy Monday, friends. Just wanted to say, glory be to God. Everything will be glory be to His name, no matter what you're going through. I got a letter from a woman who went through almost the same thing I did, and I told hers is more recent, so I'm like, go to the police. Her partner said he couldn't have kids, and he couldn't have kids, and all of a sudden, you know, they never had unprotected sex, and all of a sudden she ends up pregnant, and this whole time he said he couldn't have kids, she discovers that he has kids that he abandoned himself. He actually had been married too. He totally lied to this woman, and I told her that, you know, I think this is a growing trend in America of these men not taking care of, because that's the last thing they do. They take advantage of these women and they get them to be stuck with them with kids, and they get everything they can out of them, and then they move on to the next one. And I told her I'm going to help her with whatever I can, because almost the same thing happened to me, except for some reason I went to the police getting death threats. They went to the police, I don't know, getting what, but it was all lies about me. And I also went to the police to try and report bigamy, and they laughed at me. And I'm pretty sure any woman that would find out that they got married on, like, the day before their new husband's 15th anniversary, and they still weren't even divorced yet. It was just like 5 years. We were married 15 years. This other lady, I think she was married 20. So what's going on with marriage not meaning anything? Yeah, so, and I was telling all these people about it, and they're like, man, you got screwed. I'm like, yeah, no kidding, right? I never gave consent, and this woman never gave consent to bodily fluids entering their bodies, especially because they were told that they couldn't get pregnant, and then they end up pregnant. Like, what the fuck? So they get lied to. Oh, and here's a big story. This is what I was told. I can't get pregnant because I went to go give sperm and they said I have no sperm count. But, like, meanwhile, you've already had 3 kids in the state that you came from. That's blatantly lying, just like you blatantly lied on a marriage license on 2. I don't understand when the line comes to where you conned a woman into a marriage and making them feel stuck and ruining so many years of their life, and then continuing to ruin their life by stalking them, by listening to their podcast. But because you're so paranoid on them mentioning your name and finding out the truth about you and what you did illegal, you know, I contacted Gloria Allred yesterday because I'm really sick of it. I want to get married and I want it to mean something, but clearly it won't ever mean anything in the state of California, because in the state of California, you're not free. We don't have freedom of speech here. You cannot tell people things that they don't want to hear. Nope, it's illegal here. We don't have that freedom. So don't come to California if you're wanting to speak your mind, because you're not allowed to. They don't care in what kind of context. They don't care if you're having a panic attack. They don't care if you're getting ran over by a car. No one cares about you at all. So, with that said, it's go time, baby. I will never, ever let anyone slander my name. And Lord knows that my name has been slandered. And I don't understand why, but all I know is the prayer I read yesterday says, do not care about understanding what's going on with you. Just let God take care of it. and it will all end up to his glory. And that's what I still believe, will always believe. And I mean, if the emails that I used to get from my ex about me, I should take my life and our son will be better without me. It's like, our son will be better without me. Then who's going to take care of him? You? Because he won't even talk to you. I tried forcing him to talk to you and he won't talk to you. But then you blame me that he doesn't want to talk. Get out of here. Like, get out of here. I'm so sick of the lies. Like, it's honestly, it's killing me. I legit have like 2 years, 3 years most because of my cancer. So just leave me alone and stop listening to my podcast, you stalker. If you accuse someone of something, you're probably the one that did it. Don't you? I mean, clearly, I guess statute of limitations of like being beat up didn't go away. So then I can go find my police reports when I called the police for being hit. And my friend Steve, the police, came over so I can have him in a police as a witness. Because this is bullshit. This is bullshit. I don't mention anyone's name. I don't do anything. But this person gets to mention my name, do whatever he wants. And it's all lies about me. Mm-hmm. I know. Clearly, the Dr. Phil didn't, I don't know what Dr. Phil, they did not see it or what, but how can it be on TV, but I can't even talk. So, I don't know. I'm just done. I'm tired. And there's too many of this being done to too many of us women. This other woman is living in her car. I'm gonna be living in my car soon too. Cause I want to. I'm leaving all my stuff. And I'm just taking off. And I'm gonna go visit every single town in this country. And I'm going to Dom, marriage doesn't mean anything here anymore. Especially now that they did the sacred marriage thing. So now the same sexes can get married. Did you know in 1990, liking the same sex was still considered a mental illness? So maybe being the same sex should also be considered a mental illness too. I think we went far too fast on this timeline, and I don't get why. Like what, 33 years ago, being gay was a mental illness. Now you can say you're a woman and being a man and that's not a mental illness. Do you not see the how absurd this is? And this is exactly like Sodom and Gomorrah. They want men marrying men. They want children changing their sexes. So eventually, there's going to be no children. You should read it and educate yourself. Yeah, I really just don't know. Let's just go ahead and pray for them all today. Because that's all we can do is keep praying for these people. Because they don't realize that you don't go to heaven if you have hate in your heart. You're not saved if you don't forgive everybody. You cannot have any negativity in your heart at all to cross over. And that's what's taking so long. And it's only getting worse. And you can tell that the separation between the two is only getting greater. There's only two sides of the coin, evil and good. So that's far as it goes for politics, too. Beloved Jesus, I was walking with you along the high road. I noticed, though, the path we're following has descents as well as ascents. In the distance, I can see a spectacular snow-covered peaks glistening in the sunlight. My longing to reach those peaks tempts me to take shortcuts, but I know my assignment is to follow you, trusting you to direct my steps. I'll let the heights beckon me onward. However, staying close to you must be my top priority. One of the hardest times for me to trust you is when things go wrong. Disruptions in my routine tend to make me anxious, but you've shown me that difficulties are actually good for me. When I trustingly accept trials, they bring blessings that far outweigh my troubles. As I walk hand in hand with you along my path, I cling to the truth that you have lovingly planned every step of the way. I pray that my faith will not falter when the path becomes rocky and steep. I hold tightly to your hand and breathe deep draughts of your presence, listening for your reassuring words. Beloved, with my help, you can make it. And yes, we all can make it with the glory of God. In your encouraging name, amen. That's John 21:22, Corinthians 4:17. God bless. If we could save one soul, then our mission is accomplished. Our mission is for people not to be headed to the lake of fire. And you can't go to heaven if you have hate or unforgiveness in your heart. A lot of people have unforgiveness in their heart. I'm trying to teach people to let it go.